Hello, welcome to Talking and Reading from Japan by Hidemi Woods. I'll read episodes from my books I wrote and talk about them here. I hope you enjoy the show with me. This is your host, Hidemi Woods. I'll read an episode from my book, An Old Tree in Kyoto. Today's episode is titled, My Yukata. This is about kind of kimono that I used to have. My Yukata. My hometown is in Kyoto, which is a popular tourist destination in Japan. There is a big historic festival called Gion Festival in summer. Because it attracts visitors all over the world and the venue is too crowded, my family had never gone out to see it. When I was in high school, my friend suggested hanging around the venue on the eve of the festival. The evening of the eve is also a popular attraction with the parade floats parked on the street. To go there, it was common to wear yukata, which is a casual kimono for the summer season. I didn't have one of those and asked my mother to get one. Before the festival, she bought a yukata for me so that I could go. I liked its design very much. Usually, a yukata had a pattern of morning glories or goldfish, but mine was unique and fancy with a fireworks pattern. It became my treasure as I wore it again a couple of years later for the festival with my first boyfriend. Meanwhile, after my younger sister failed the TV talent show audition, she hadn't stopped learning Japanese dancing against my wish. My mother convinced her that she failed because we were late for the audition that day. According to my mother, the judges weren't taking enough time to see how talented my sister was. So, she had still taken lessons in Japanese dancing. It's danced with wearing a kimono and for practice with a yukata. My sister had some yukatas as her casual practice wear for the lesson. One evening, when I was left at home as usual, my sister came home with my parents from a lesson. She was wearing my yukata. She used my treasured fireworks yukata as her casual practice wear. I cried, "It's mine!" My mother explained she was out of fresh yukatas and made her borrow mine for that evening only. They were too insensitive to care about my feelings toward her Japanese dancing lessons and my yukata. I've never worn it since then. That was today's episode, was one of my very sad memories. Yukata is a casual version of kimono, Japanese old traditional costume. daily wear, either daily wear as a daily wear or a very ceremonial, official, formal wear. And these days, less and less people wear kimono or yukata. Kimono isn't a fast fashion, so-called, in Japan. It's kimono is the clothes that is kept and used for one's entire life, is cherished, and is passed on to their children. Maybe because it's quite costly, but also it's part of a tradition of Japanese people to own and keep kimono. And yukata, while yukata is a casual version of kimono for summer season, it's not worn daily nowadays. So it's also quite a special wear for Japanese people of this late generation. And kimono is thick clothes, so for the summertime, they Japanese people wear yukata instead of kimono, and the this special festival called Gion Festival. Takes place annually in July in Kyoto. So when people go to see it, they usually wear, many people wear yukata to that venue. And of course, especially the eve of the festival, the special attraction is held where all floats that would go through the street the next day are parked on the street to for the people to get a close look of it. And the floats are all so big. It's like a small shrine or something, and quite many people can ride on that float, and they ride with Japanese old traditional instruments, and while they are playing the old tunes, festival special tunes on the float. The float is being carried by the people around Kyoto City. And the day of the festival and also the eve of the festival, those 2 days are really special for people in Kyoto. And main streets in downtown Kyoto are closed to vehicles, and those downtown streets are all pedestrians only. And those streets, about around 20 or something big floats are parked and displayed for the general public. The next day was the main attraction of the those floats are carried through the streets as a parade. But it was the eve was the evening, but the parade itself is held in daytime, so it's usually extremely hot and really crowded. That's why my family had never gone out to see it. But I've been to the eve of the parade for 2 times. Once with my high school friend and once with my first boyfriend. And in both occasions, I wore a yukata that had a printed pattern of fireworks and my favorite. And as you know, when a special memory is made, when a specific, when you wear a specific cloth, that cloth can convey those good memories. And whenever you wear it or see it, the memory comes back to you with the clothing, you wore on that occasion. And my yukata of fireworks pattern with fireworks pattern was one of those. I cherished it. I cherished that yukata with my good memories of Gion Festival. But one evening, my sister wore it as a practice uniform for her Japanese dancing lesson. And she came back wearing it. And I saw it. I still remember, on the side of it, I burst into tears. I cried, it's mine, repeatedly, and just really cried. Just couldn't stop crying for some reason. And as I told you before, I always felt unfair about a different treatment I received because my sister was favored by my mother. And I duly noticed I wasn't treated the same way or fair. It's just my mother's treatment to me was always unfair to me. So, especially when it came to Japanese dancing of my sister's, that my sister has had taken lessons, unfair treatment almost suddenly happened to me. As I said before, I wasn't allowed to get a lesson, but my sister was. And for her weekly lesson, my parents and my sister, just three of us, went out to accompany my sister's lesson. My mother also, that was because my mother also took a Japanese dancing lesson as a hobby, and my father was a driver. My father gave a ride to them. And so, as a result, three of them went out, leaving me behind at home. And I was alone and hungry at home waiting for them. And then there came that TV talent show. My mother tried to get my sister appear on TV, not me. she never tried to do that for any direction for me to get on TV. She never made effort for me to appear on TV. But she did it for my sister easily. And then finally, now my yukata. My mother knew it was my treasure. And yet, she let my sister borrow without asking me. Just sneaked it from me. And no matter how hard I complained to my mother that I was treated unfairly compared to my sister, she never listened to me seriously. She just tried to ignore my complaints. And worse yet, she blamed me for complaining, because in my mother's theory, I should be happy for my sister. I should feel so happy for what my sister is doing. And whenever my sister took lessons of Japanese dancing or took an audition for Japanese dancing, I was grumbling, I was complaining. I showed so much unhappiness toward my mother and my sister. And my mother told me that that was my fault. I shouldn't be unhappy. So when I complained about my treatment, my mother blamed me for my complaint, let alone try to amend, try to make it better for me. She didn't do that. Instead of making effort to instead of listening to my complaint, she blamed me because I couldn't feel happy for my sister. And I, as a teenager, I had always felt that was not right. My mother was wrong. Just for once, She should have listened to my complaint seriously and taken it account and thought about it, how I felt about my sister's Japanese dancing. But she never did. And I endured for years those bad things that happened related to my sister's Japanese dancing. I kind of fought. I had thought about it. It was a long war for me. It's so. It was for me. It was a Japanese dancing war between my mother and my sister and me, so to speak. And I didn't understand why my complaint was taken seriously to them. Why they, especially my mother, why she didn't understand how unhappy I felt about my sister's Japanese dancing. But she didn't give any effort to understand me. And amid of those years, this yukata thing happened. My mother let my sister wear my cherished, my treasure yukata, and things exploded. I felt something snapped that day, that evening. I thought, like, okay, I got it. I came to understand what I hadn't understood for those long years. That evening I got it. And since then, I had stopped being mad or being indignant or furious about my sister's Japanese dancing. I just ignored it. I stopped paying attention things related to my sister's Japanese dancing. And that was the start of me keeping distance from my parents and my sister. I think that was the start. I had been a black sheep in my family all my life from my childhood. But I even so, I had tried to join them. I had wanted to be included, to be to join their side. And for my part, I thought I was trying hard to join them. But perhaps that evening, when I saw my sister wearing my yukata, I realized that I was unable to join them. I couldn't. Maybe it was impossible to be understood by them. It was impossible for them to understand what I felt. And that was the feeling I got it. And when that happened, I kind of stopped trying to be close to them, to join them, to be their side. I unconsciously kept distant from them. And maybe that was the start, and it continued to this day. And I am now so distant from my family, while my parents and my sister were still close. They still live together. But I hardly contact with them. So even in Japanese standard, I am strangely distant from my family. My relationship with them is strangely different, strangely distant, remote, compared to other Japanese people's relationships between their parents or their family. But I think I was pushed this way. It was the way that was paved for me since my childhood. In hindsight, so I guess it's supposed to be this way, in my case. Well, thanks for listening. I'm Hitemi Woods. I hope you come back soon and join me. Until next time, take care and be well.
Audiobook, The Family in Kyoto, One Japanese Girl Got Freedom by Hitemi Woods on sale at online stores or apps. Apple Books, Google Play, Audible, 43 available distributors in total.